Kim, can I ask you to open with a word of prayer on this
wonderful?
Today is the 6th of June, 2024, isn't it?
1984, yeah, no.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? So, yeah. Okay. Kim, please.
Okay, so Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for this wonderful night, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for just the way that you work within us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure, that we know who we are in Christ, that we can stand strong, and that we can shout out in liberty because you have set us free. I thank you for a great night. I thank you for great sharings and testimonies. I also thank you for Lawrence in St. Petersburg, Florida right now, God, for blessing him and all the believers that are with him and that have traveled to be in that location, God. And especially thank you for Preet and Johnny for taking great care of him. So I thank you for this, and I lift this wonderful night to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's step out of our comfort zone and walk on water, guys.
Let me mute.
Let's go for it. Can I ask Danny and or Amber, or the both of you, if whatever you might have on your heart to share with us?
Yeah, you go first. Yeah, bless you guys. God is good. God is really good and really blessed to be on here to be able to, you know, just share what God is doing, because, like, God is a faithful God. And when we put our faith and our trust in him, you know, he's really able to give us the wisdom, the information on to how to really live this life effectively and abundantly, and to really be, you know, that light in the world, because, you know, we're someone's hope. You know, people don't have hope in this life. People wander aimlessly. And so, you know, we want to give people hope in life that, you know, God is good. And when you understand the plans and the purposes of God's heart for your life, then, you know, you can really grow and be fruitful in everything that you do. In your jobs, like, you know, whatever you do as a profession, God wants you to be the best. God wants you to be prosperous in what you're doing. He wants you to be fruitful and to be a great example in whatever role you're doing, you know, because as a believer, really, even though we're humbly serving one another, we're also great leaders as well, which lead the way for other people. And so, you know, it's not about me and the knowledge that I have, but it's about what I can give through the inspiration of God from him. Like, he has the plans for you. Like, he knows the plans that he's set before you. And he's saying, okay, guys, it's up to you. You know, you choose me or you choose your own path. And either way, God loves you if you choose him or your own path. Because he's given everyone a free will choice to live how they want to live. But when you choose God, and you say, God, I want to live for you, then God will put you on his perfect plan. God knows you inside out, even if you're only know God a little bit. God knows you inside out, and he knows what to give you and what you need in this life to be blessed, to be happy. Because this is what it's about, right? It's about living life to the fullest, being happy, being blessed with who you are and what God's given you. This is just so great. Understanding the promises also that God has in his word. There are so many. And, you know, how God sees you. How does God look at you? And when you understand how God looks at you, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but you will love you. You would love yourself. And then once you are able to love yourself, you can help others. Because how can you help anyone when you're in a desert, when you're wandering aimlessly yourself and you don't know where to go and you're having a tough time? And, you know, we get tough times, but with God, we can be victorious in those tough times. And that's what I've really learned. You know, the last 4 years, God has really given me a different perspective. When I was living in the world and doing things my way, I just had a whole different attitude, the way I was, you know, I was loving, but then I could be really mean and selfish and all about me and what I need to be blessed and what I want to gain or breed, in a sense. I want. Instead, like, that's a worldly way. It's all embedded in us. We're all born to have that nature in us, you know, but God's nature is so loving and tender and giving. Like, God's nature is to give. So, like, God gave his only begotten son so that we may have life. So that even though, look, guys, we're gonna mess up. We're gonna so-called sin. We're gonna make mistakes. But this is why Christ died. He died so that the mistakes that we're gonna make are covered by his blood. As long as we have that heart of, you know, my bad, made a mistake. Sorry, God, let's keep moving. You know, the heart of continuing to move and to grow. We gotta allow ourselves to wanna grow and to be better than what we were yesterday, you know? And that's just for me, like, that's my journey that God's got me on. And when I continue to pursue him and, you know, imitate him in my walk, in my life, when no one's looking, when it's just me on my own, I'm praying to God and I'm looking to him. That's where it counts. That's where it matters. And when you do that, when you give that time to go to God for the things in your life, then he is able to really give you that comfort, that peace, the wisdom onto really being fruitful in everything that we're doing. Like, that's what I'm seeing. These last 4 years, my life has changed through really receiving the words, you know, from my dad. You know, I could just look at it as my dad, but I didn't. I took it as God was speaking directly to me, and I took it to heart. And so when I practice these things, like saying what I want, not what I see, you know, like really watching my words, you know, calling those things not as though they were. The things that I want, I already call into existence. So when we do this is powerful, because again, like a farmer, he goes and he sows his seed so that he sows many. Many seeds he sows because he wants a big harvest so that he gets good, great, big, you know, profit. That's a farmer. So, like, when we understand that sowing, you're going to reap from whatever you sow. So if you sow an apple tree, apple seed, apple tree. So if you sow an apple seed, you know, this apple seed is going to grow into a tree and give you many more apples, so that you can plant more revenue, more fruit, so that, you know, that's the heart. That's why the farmer does it. So again, we got to watch what comes out of our mouth, because those words will take ground and it will produce, and we don't want that in our life. We want to speak the good words. We want to speak good things so that we reap good things in life. And so, like God says in the scripture, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue, and them that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So if I'm speaking negative all the time, saying the wrong words, see, like, the wrong words produce unfruitfulness. It produces, yeah, failed to detect your speaker. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, Danny.
Yeah. So yeah, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So the more we speak, you know, if I'm speaking bad about myself all the time or bad about a situation, this is going to create fear. It's going to create worry. It's going to create doubt. And where does fear, worry and doubt come from? It comes from the enemy. So we can then see, okay, right, so I'm getting these thoughts. This is not what God says. God says, I am blessed. I am loved. I am set on the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. As he is, so am I in this world. And then when you start to change this confession, life God really gives the energy behind the words that you're speaking, because our light, our words are spirit and life. So if we're speaking the wrong words, we're not speaking the spirit and life. We're not speaking life into our lives. And so this is why we practice the confession. This is why we, you know, speak in tongues much. This is why we honor God, because we want to be fruitful in the things of the spirit. So yes, sometimes it can be a bit, you know, hard to take that time away. Let me tell you, I know for surety that it's hard to get into that prayer cupboard sometimes. You know, the mind goes wandering, but the more you do it and the more you're consistent in seeking God, he really does help you. And like with me, when I first began, like going in that room to have that time with God, to say those right words, to speak life into my situation, to speak the right words, was hard. And that's why there is a practice with it. And, you know, it's every day that we put this into practice. We speak life. We say what God says. We don't take any other word, any other doctrine that's coming from the world, like the news. Like, it's only producing death. It's always negative. And negative is not going to produce fruit in your life. It's going to produce bad fruit. And we want good fruit. So if we say good words, these the good words that will produce fruit in your life, because God said, in God there is no darkness. He is light, okay? And his love toward us is unimaginable, and it's not a love like a worldly love. This love is unconditional. So like, his thoughts are towards us. His heart and his eyes are upon us. Like, he really wants us to come to him and let our request be made known. Like, as we let our request be made known, and we know for a surety that God will do it, it will be done. Like Jesus said to the disciples, say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you doubt not and believe the things that you're saying, you shall have whatsoever you sayeth. And he also said to the disciples that nothing shall be impossible to you. So like, again, nothing is impossible to us. We just have to believe in the heart and confess with the mouth. So like, as a new believer, when you become a new believer, you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're saved. The scripture says you are saved if you believe this and confess it with your mouth and believe it with all your heart, you receive the Spirit of God. So how do we know that we got the Spirit of God? Well, we speak in tongues. That is a operation of showing that we got the Holy Spirit. So again, our words are just so powerful. It's all within the words and what we're believing from the heart. You know, like how God set up the law of creation, such as gravity. If you jump off a building, what's going to happen? You ain't going to go up. You're going to come down. So this is the law of gravity. It's very powerful. Many other laws that work so that we have the sun, the moon, all these wonderful things that God created for us. So like, it's just so powerful. And God did it all with a word. All from his spoken word. So again, we're very, very powerful, and it's believing who God has created us to be. It's believing that we are sons and daughters of him, and that we can live this abundant life that Christ said we can. We just have to believe it and take it as rightfully ours and not have anything less. Speak life, speak good, and you know, God loves you. You are his masterpiece. And he just wants us to trust him, let him lead our every step, enjoy this life with all our hearts, enjoy every moment. You know, don't get bitter in your heart, don't have unforgiveness, because that only holds yourself back. But when we are forgiven and loving one another, honestly, it's the best. God is good, and you know, it's just amazing how you know, just for me and Amber, just even looking at our lives over the last 4 years when we really committed to do this from the heart and to do what God puts in our heart. Like, God has blessed me so much in my job. He's blessed us with fellowship and, you know, new people. Like, God is bringing the new people that we've never come across before. He's putting different areas in our heart to believe for. And so, like, we're going also to Norwich and places like this to really ask God for that one hungry person. You know, we don't search for people. We know that God knows exactly where they are. And, you know, as he will bring one, he will bring the thousands. But, you know, this is the best life. And I want people to experience this life with God because it's free. It's elevating, it's amazing, and each day is an amazing day. Like, God is looking to do signs, miracles, and wonders in people's lives. And so, like, all we need is that little seed of faith, right? Mustard seed of faith. That's all we need. And so the more we fellowship, the more we are like-minded in everything that we're doing, we're going to be fruitful. And that we're always esteeming one another higher than ourselves. Like, that's a really big key. Just encouraging other people. Just giving them the right words. Because the right words will produce the faith in your life. If you're hearing the wrong words all the time, it's only going to create the wrong things. So, you know, it's like the ball is in your court. That's what God is saying. The ball is in our court. And are we going to run with the ball or are we going to sit on the bench? So that's what's on my heart. Love you. And I'll pass it on to my lovely wife. God bless.
Great. Awesome. 1 second. So, yeah, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Cromorton, for asking us to go first. That was a bit of a surprise, but we are very blessed with that. And God, he really loves each and every one of us so much. He favors us all above everything. And whatsoever we desire, he wants to bring to pass. He wants to do it in our life. And all we have to do, as Danny said, is go to him. Expect from him. Like, what I've been really hearing over the last few weeks and months is we need to really expect from God. Have the highest expectation on him, not let our own thoughts, mind, the things we've learned or the people around us dictate to how powerful and wonderful God is and what God can do for us when we go to him. And whatsoever we pray when we have faith, Danny said it, faith is small as a mustard seed, we're giving God the direct access, we're giving him the green light to move. And none of us should be ashamed to go boldly to God. None of us should hold back when we go to God. None of us should have any fear in our heart when we're speaking to our Heavenly Father, because just as you speak to your wife or your sons, your daughters, your mom, whoever, that's how we can go to God. We can be very, very open with God because he knows everything anyway. So when we try and hide anything from God, we're just hiding it from ourselves. We're not actually hiding it from God because he knows everything. But when we, from a free will heart, release everything to him, go to him for the small things and the big things, he really does hear us. He hears us and he goes to work on our behalf and he gets joy out of that. He gets joy in working for us, working through us, working in situations that seem impossible to men or impossible to the people around us. You know, God gave me a thought today as I was driving. When we go into a dark room or we go into our home and it's nighttime, we turn the light switch on. You know, we turn it on and it brightens the room. But we have a choice to turn that light switch on. We could just come in and sit in the dark, pop the TV on, but we have the choice. We either sit in the dark or put the light switch on and sit in light. But so each day we are filled with that Holy Spirit. Each day we are walking in the light. We are the light of the world. But we have a choice each day where we position our minds, where we position our thoughts, what we're listening to, who we're socializing with. And it's not like God doesn't want you to socialize or doesn't want you to do certain things. He wants you to embrace life and enjoy life. But he does need us to be mindful. Just mindful. It's not like it has to be legalistic or religious, but just mindful about the things that we're considering. Are we going to switch on that light and walk and be in the light and see things very clearly, see things perfectly? Or are we going to leave the switch off and just keep walking in the dark, bumping into things, not being able to navigate properly because we haven't chosen to put the light switch on? And again, it's no effort on our part. Even when I say this about turning the light switch on, there is work we have to do. There's something we have to do. We have to turn the switch on. However, with
Amber, we lost you.
Hello?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, jelly bird.
I can hear her.
Okay, sorry, Amber. Apparently everyone else can hear you.
No, you're good. So God really wants us to be navigated perfectly in every situation. So when we decide to turn that light on, that was what I was saying. Sorry, God brought it back. That we don't have to really work to do anything. God does it through us. God energizes us. God even gives us the inspiration to turn the light on or to leave the light off. God gives us the inspiration of where we need to walk or where we need to go or the people we need to be around. Because sometimes we do need to be around certain people so that we can be that light, so we can speak goodness into their lives, so we can bring greatness into people's lives. And so we all have a choice on how we want to live. We all have a choice on what we want to do. And it all is all to do with the mind. Because the devil, he likes to bring thoughts of negativity in. He likes to bring thoughts of, well, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm this. I'm that. And those words are not from God. Those words are not what God says about you or how God sees you. So then when we position ourselves in the place where God sees us, we're able, as Danny said, able to speak them life-giving words. We're able to declare out of our mouth, I am beautiful, I am happy, I am successful, I am a masterpiece, I am walking in the glory of God. Where I am is where I need to be. Today is delightful because I am with my God, and wherever I go, I prosper, and I'm a light unto the world. We declare the goodness of God through our mouth into our situation, even if we don't feel it, even if we don't see it. So back to the analogy of the light switch, we have a choice to talk good words or if we want to talk bad words. We have a choice if we want to turn the light on or leave the light off. Each day we have a choice because our God is so graceful, our God is so loving, he gives us free will. And when we are looking to him in all things, when we're trusting in him, it says, trusting Jehovah with your whole heart, lean not on your own understanding, but in all his ways, he will direct our path. And his ways are so good. His ways are so great. His ways bring life. His ways bring energy. His ways fulfill us in every area. His ways give us strength and get us to be courageous. That we're bold to speak or we're even bold to not speak. Whatever we do in life, knowing that it's God working, God's energizing. We don't have to try and figure things out. We don't have to know a sermon. We don't have to really know anything. All we have to know is who God is and who and the Spirit of Christ living within us. That's all we have to know. When we confess with our mouth that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and we believe in our heart, then God does everything. God really does everything. He really leads us perfectly. He navigates us perfectly. And when the lies pop up, or the distractions pop up, or certain situations pop up that are not from God, we have the confidence, we have the boldness to really speak life, to declare the truth. I shared on Tuesday that God gave me a great analogy about baseball, you know, how we hit a home run, hit the ball. When we hit the ball and hit a home run, that's a good thing. And God's given us the power every day to hit home runs, to really hit the ball out of the park, because we're children of God. We're ambassadors. We're not just mediocre, ordinary people. We're extraordinary. But there is things that we have to do, in a sense, like watch what we say, confession unto wholeness, keep our words spirit and light, declare what God says and not what the world is saying, be mindful what we listen to, and then just operate and do the things God puts in your heart each day. It's so simple to be with God. Like, the last 4.5 years, God has transformed mine and my husband's life, as most of you know. Like, we lived a life that was very chaotic and crazy, but God has transformed us bit by bit. He takes us from level to level. He gives us the wisdom and knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. As we continue to step out in faith, as we continue to walk with God, He then reveals certain things to our heart each day. He builds our faith. He encourages us. He takes us from strength to strength. Hear what I say. It's Him, 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 Him. It's all God. It really is all God. And when we surrender ourselves in a sense of love and obedience unto God and to where we're hearing the sound doctrine and the sound teaching, when we submit ourselves in that place, then God freely moves, you know, and we see very great signs, miracles and wonders. People come from darkness to light, and there's not even much we have to do. Sometimes we don't even have to say anything for that light to be so bright shining through us. And it's just really, really great. And God knows the desires of your heart. He knows what you need each day. He knows what you want each day. He knows what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you blessed. He knows that the people that you need around you. So He will sometimes take people away. He will sometimes bring people in. So it's just knowing that every day you're with God, knowing every day you are definitely not alone, knowing every day that if there's anything coming in your mind or your thoughts that is contrary to what God is saying, like you are loved, you are valuable, you are prosperous, you are healthy, you are strong, you know, all the good words that God says, if there's anything else coming in, you have to cast it down. You have to rebuke it. You have to intercede and declare what God says to counteract those lies, because they are lies. They are not the truth. When a doctor says you are sick, the truth is it is a lie. It might seem real because you've been given a doctor's report and you feel quite rubbish, but the truth is you are actually healed. You are actually healthy. You are actually great, because this is what God says. But then we practice by receiving ministry and healing, and we practice by confessing and saying and declaring what God says. And it takes a practice. It really does take a practice. And because we're so used to saying the negatives, we're so used to walking in the dark, we're so used to being led by ourselves and doing what we want. But now we're transformed. Now we're brand new creations. Now we're not who we once were. You know, God doesn't even want us to fix who we once were. He doesn't want us to fix the old man, because the old man's dead. He wants us to live in the new man. He wants us to live as Christ. He wants us to be those ambassadors that He's called us to be. And so each day, wake up and declare from your mouth exactly what God says about you. If you're having a rubbish day, it's okay. Just keep giving your desires to God. Keep praying, you know. Don't let it go on 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. If there's situations going on, just keep your heart at peace with God. Keep your mind at peace. Because those who keep their mind on God, He will always keep us in perfect peace. Even if there's chaotic things going on around us, He will keep us in perfect peace. We have God who we can go to as the source of everything. He is the source of everything, you know, not just our finances and our health, but he's our friend. He's our dad. We're able to really go to him with upsets or desire, everything. We're able to really just pour our heart out to him. Like I said at the beginning, we don't need to hide anything from God. We don't need to pray wishy-washy prayers, just hoping that he may do something or he may hear. We go to him boldly. We expect the greatest and we expect big because our God is big. Our God is great. So it's really, really encouraging being a child of God. It's really the only way, especially for me and Danny, who lived a life without God. And when I mean without God, we always had God in our heart. We always loved God. We would always pray. We would always pray for other people, but we weren't moving in the sound way. We weren't moving in a way that where we were set free. We weren't moving in a way where we were experiencing the extraordinary life. We were just walking in tradition. We were just walking in tradition and legalistic way, thinking, yeah, it's okay. But then God pulled us to a place where now he's shown us very clear who we are and the calling he has on our life, and like the calling he has on all of your life. So it superseded anything we were doing before. It really was like a flip of a coin. We went from being on tails to heads. You know, we weren't no longer them people. And it was through God. God did that. Like, God did all of that. So remember that you are so powerful. Remember that you are so loved. Remember to keep your light on if you choose to keep it on, you know, and just walk. Just walk every day. Do your shopping, go to work. Be mom, be dad, walk along the beach, see the dolphins, do whatever it is that you are doing each day and let God show up in that day. Don't think, well, I haven't prayed today or I haven't spoken tongues today, haven't done this today. Don't think any of that. Just keep your heart and your mind really clear, really peaceful, and just keep looking only to God in all things that you do. And he will have your back. He will direct you. He will navigate you. He will inspire you. And everything you need or wherever you need to go, he will take care of it absolutely. There's nothing you need to take care of, like thought of. So stand in faith, be strong, and be very, very courageous. But on that note, I just wanted to share a quick testimony. So in this, for God, like God loves the small things and he loves the big things. And when we go to him, sometimes we don't even have to ask him. He knows what we need. So one of the testimonies is in December, I bought a pair of glasses. I've had my heart set on these glasses for a long, long, long time, but they were quite pricey. And I just kept thinking, I'm not going to buy them. But then God just gave me peace in my heart to buy these sunglasses. And so when I bought them, I was looking online and I ordered them because they were cheaper from this other shop. And when they came, they were out of shape. They just didn't fit on my face right. So when I'm very busy, so I didn't have time to think about it. And I have got other sunglasses. So I kind of just left them in the box. And I thought, when I go to India, when I went to India in February, I'm just going to get them to tighten them up. So when I went to India in February, I brought the glasses with me and I asked them to tighten these glasses up. But unfortunately, they were still really out of shape. They were like wonky on my face. So I couldn't wear these glasses and I complained a bit about it. I said, oh, I'm not really happy. Look, the glasses don't fit on my face. Like, this is annoying me, really. And so I then went to another location in Bristol called the Sunglass Hut and I took them there. And she looked at them and she said, you know, they're Chanel glasses and we're not able to touch Chanel glasses here because we don't stock them in this specific shop. She said, if I was you, I would go back to the supplier. Well, on that day, I messaged the supplier, which are in Barcelona, and I just explained and I took pictures of the glasses. And I had a message come back saying, unfortunately, I bought these glasses in December. They were way out of the zone of being able to change them or to do anything with them. It's not their fault. If there was an error or an issue, it should have been resolved back and I noticed the error, which is true. It should have been, you know, because it was a long time ago. But then, out of the blue, I had a random email from the manager of the shop saying that she had reviewed my case and she had looked at the glasses. And yes, there definitely seemed to be an issue with the glasses. So she was going to send me a label to be able to send the glasses back so she could send me a brand new pair. And like, this just blessed my heart so much. Something so simple as a pair of glasses. They weren't cheap glasses. They were quite expensive. And so, and it's God's money. Like, this is God's money. Everything we have on this earth is God's. You know, I don't ever see anything as my own. I don't ever see, like, my car is my car or my home is my home. Like, everything I see is God's, and it's God's money. And he's given me a responsibility to steward his money and to steward everything he's given me with wisdom, wisely, you know, not just to chuck it down the toilet. So when I bought these glasses and then nothing could be done, it was like I literally chucked this money in the toilet. And that isn't godly and that isn't great. Obviously, God knows it was a mistake and it wasn't my fault. So he covered me. He covered me. That's where his grace come in. His grace went over and above. His grace was so sufficient because he was like, you know, there's nothing you can do here, Amber. You've tried. You've recognized the error. You knew you should have did something a bit sooner. But it's okay, girl. I got your back. I've got your back and I'm going to sort it. And that's what he did. He sorted it so easily. Like, the manager didn't have to ring me or message me. It could have just been left. I didn't kick up a fuss. I just said, oh, okay then. But then she contacted me. So when she did, so now the glasses are actually been sent and I have a brand new pair on the way to me. So all glory to God. And then one more thing is that I have needed a new phone forever. Like, I bought the phone I have now off of Lawrence probably about 3 years ago. And Lawrence had it probably for about 3 or 4 years. You know, the phone was old and I kept saying, I need a phone. I need a phone. But again, I'm very mindful about stewarding God's money. I'm very mindful, like, do I really need it? But then over the last couple of weeks, the back of my phone fell off, then the front of the camera, and then I did something with Kim the other day, and it, like, fell on the floor. And so Danny has been saying to me for months, even before we went to India, go get a phone. You need a phone, go get a phone. And I'm like, no. I went and looked at a couple of phones, but I really didn't know which one would be worth getting. And I was really undecisive. And I just said, God, I'm giving it to you. I don't know what to do. When I need a new phone, you will provide me with a new phone. I can't be thinking about it. So it's in your hands. Well, then yesterday or the day before, God had obviously really worked in Danny. And Danny had bought me a brand new phone. He had gone because the phone that I have is like £1,000. But there was a £500 discount in a shop called Curry's. And so he went and bought me a brand new phone, the Samsung phone. And he said to me, I've taken the thought out of your mind. Like, God told me which phone to get. God gave me the clearance to go get you a new phone. So here's a gift for you. And when I seen it, yeah, it was a brand new phone. So again, I didn't have to do anything. There was nothing I had to do. There was no effort, no stress on my part. And I got my husband, like, really blessed me, but it was through the direction of God. God gave him the green light to move. And so when he moved, I got the blessing. So this is my new thing. Fit right now. But yeah. So God is good. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Love you all. God bless.
God bless you, Danny, Amber. Thank you so much for your sharings. That's beautiful. That's wonderful things. Exciting testimonies you were sharing with us, Amber. And that's nice for us to know that God is still alive, he's still working, and he is there for us at all times. I see Becky is in the car. And are you available, Becky, to share with us what's on your heart?
I am. God bless you.
Bless
and
you too.
Thank you for asking me to share. I thought I'd switch my video on. I usually don't, to be honest, but I thought it would. So, yeah, for God bless you all. And God really is working such great things within my heart. And I've had just a great week, you know. I really decided on Monday I was gonna really invest my time. So in the morning, ensure that I'm really waking up and putting God first, you know, and really investing that time with God. And Monday was great. I was up for 5 a.m. and I was sat with my book, and I was sat really praying. I was writing lots of stuff down of what was going through my heart. And then it came to Tuesday, and Tuesday again the same thing. Woke up, it was fantastic. And then we are now Thursday, so Wednesday. So last night was a little bit different. So obviously we make commitments, we make decisions with God, and the adversary knows how to try and get you out of routine or get you out of your good habits you're doing. And my son has been waking up, and he's been waking up during at 4 o'clock. So my time is 5 o'clock. So obviously, and then I'm really pushing in to try and get back to sleep. But God has real grace over us. So during this new habit and this new routine, I have really just been, you know, putting my maximum time into God, because our time is so precious. There is so many distractions in this world that we can have, that you could get into a routine of, you know, waking up and checking your phone, going on social media, and it takes you away. And then for the little bit of time that you may have, especially if you're routine with children, then that is taken away. And then your mind is not focused where it should be. So, and that was a habit I built up for a little while. But I really then thought, you know, God, that you have given me this time now, that I can either choose to be with you, or I could choose to and not break the habits that weren't helping me grow, or I can really full force go in and put myself in with you. And obviously a few little things are going to come up, because we live in the world, and I have two young children, which is okay. But when we make that conscious decision to really stay with God, when we make that conscious decision, God will give us different avenues. So for instance, today I was, I had to make a choice. So Becky's quite busy. Becky is, a lot of people say I've got ants in my pants because I don't like to sit down. And, I'm always doing something. But I really recognised that if we, you know, the world has made everyone, made most people, very busy. So they've got huge desires for great cars, for, you know, for a great house, for great things, which there's no problem with this. But the world has really put people in a position that they need to then work, to then be busy. So when they're consistently busy, they can't be thinking about what is going on up here, because they're focusing on the task that they're focused on. And they cannot be, they then get, their time gets taken away by, yeah, I understand people need to work, but the way that the system has worked is that this time is then taken away, and then you can, then like on the evenings, you might be a little bit tired and not put the effort in of what God wants you to put in. God has really blessed me with time right now. I have a young child, two young children, and he has blessed me with such great time, and it's my choice whether I stay busy, whether I let the worldly needs that the world promotes that you need, you know, there's many things that is promoted, that you then, do I need that? Do you really need it? No, you don't. So God has blessed me with the time. So today I've really had a choice. I had a choice to make, to either sit with God and really spend that dedicated time with God, or go out, do what Becky does, you know, do my run, go to shops, do different things, or really sit with God and spend the time that He really wanted me to spend. And to be honest, it was a fight. It was a carnal fight within myself to be able to do what I needed to do today. And I really sat. I was led, and I was sat with God for a good couple of hours. I was reading. I was educating myself. I was growing. I was learning such great things at the minute. And because God wants us to learn, He wants us to grow, He wants us to flourish, He wants us to be able to maximize our time we have. He wants us to put Him first. And I see how blessed, especially the people in Bristol, where God has placed us. You know, that my partner, he's self-employed, which is fantastic. He doesn't have the 9-to-5 job that needs to then be taken. He needs to be taken. He needs to obviously then answer to someone. He is self-employed. Exactly like people in the Bristol Fellowship, that we can use our time much more sufficiently because they're self-employed. And for me, it's exactly the same. And I had that choice. I had a choice a month or so ago whether to carry on with the things that I'm doing or really put God first in everything. And I obviously chose God. And I'm so thankful that He really is such a loving God, and He does give us exactly what we need at every point. That even to the littlest of bits, the littlest of things that we do, because I don't want to be so busy that I can help someone else. I can help my children. I can help myself in situations that with God can't help me because I'm not in that real dedicated, focused position to be. To give out to others what God has given to me. And God prepares us for such great and big things. And I nearly wasted the time that God gave me. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be brave, to stand up and say, this isn't working. I'm moving forward. And for me, I am so thankful for the connection, the everything that God has given me on an individual level, because when you are learning and you're growing with God and you're really dedicating yourself to Him, you're certainly going to flourish and you're going to grow and you're going to see things that you didn't think was possible, and you're surely going to really move in His direction. You're going to be the best that you can be, because He wants you to have what He's got for you. And sometimes we need to really push back. We need to say, okay, Lord, you know, what is it you want for me? That maybe what has been spoken, what is being spoken is so true and is really living, and we can grab hold of this, we can manifest it.
and we can believe everything that has been spoken, the heavenly words that is really going to change lives, that is really going to move people in the best direction. When they grab hold of this and they believe it and they hear it, and then the darkness that they're in, a light comes on. And then all of a sudden, bit by bit, you see people heal. You see their emotions completely, you know, not affect them anymore. They're actually walking and moving, and they're seeing the power of God in their lives. Because I certainly, when I first came 4 years ago, was a complete different woman. I was very nervous. My hands like this. I was so nervous. And by the heavenly words and by being step by step, there's been many different things to happen in these 4 years. Such huge, wonderful things to happen. Yes, not things have been perfect, but God knows the plan he's got for each and every one of our lives. And he knows whether you are going to, you know, he knows what is going to keep you on track, what's going to get you off track. And when you start to listen to the point of contact on earth that God has given you, and then your life will really flourish and grow in such a fantastic way. I'm so thankful for where God brought myself and my family, and for really, it was quite funny actually earlier. This quite a testimony, to be honest. But I was, so I've been led in bed and I've been reading my book today, and really, and then I was, feeding Jack some information of the book. And, I think it like quite enlightened his heart anyway. And then he was doing the gardening, then he went upstairs. And, he went upstairs to the bath, to have a bath. And, he come down and he was like, oh, I just listened to Danny sharing. This is huge. And I was like, wow. I said, I better get a move in because I haven't listened to that one yet. And it put me in my place. But you know, God really puts some, healthy competition, I would say. Like, well, for me, I would be like, well, you can't be more further than me. Obviously a little bit of a joke, but that's how, because I am quite competitive in what I do. But God is just so fantastic. Like, he really does want us to use our very much our time wisely. And he wants us to really be dedicated to him. And it's definitely our choice what we're going to do with our time. And I'm just so thankful that God made me strong enough to listen to him. Because sometimes it takes a lot of strength to say, you know what, some things may not work, and some decisions we make, if they may have not been fully right, but there's grace, and God really does love us. And I'm very certain of this, and I feel very whole from his love, and whole from the personal direction he's taken me, and this personal journey he's taken me on, and my family, step by step. And it's amazing what God can do for you when you really want it, when you really want to be listening and focused. And he will answer your prayers within such, for me, very short time. He answers my prayers when I ask him, when I sit with him with a full heart. I seem to get the answer within the day, which is, yeah. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for every one of you and fellowship. And yeah, so I think that's what I've got to share. God bless you.
God bless you too, Becky. Thank you so much. You've got such a beautiful, humble heart. And you are so strong-minded that your stand on God's word is an example to many people. And for you with your kids, it's just beautiful. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kim, my dear, if you are there.
Hi.
Yes, you are. Hello.
you know, it's been a wonderful time here. You know, what Lawrence has been sharing and encouraging about not having any worries, not having any fears, not, you know, getting concerned about where's this coming from? How am I going to be able to do that? But when you give everything to God and you just relax in His arms, it's not that we have to worry about things. You know, life is beautiful. God created the heavens and the earth for us to enjoy. Now, it's the adversary that brings in the fears, the worries, the doubts. He's the one that doesn't want you to prosper. He's the one that doesn't want you to grow spiritually. But he wants to keep you like a mushroom. You know, if any of you know how mushrooms are grown, they're grown in the dark. They're grown in real putrid soil. And then these mushrooms thrive. Well, you know, the adversary likes to keep you in the dark. He likes to feed you the negatives. He likes you to thrive on the negatives. The weather, the economy, what you look like, how you feel. All these things are not from God. So very simply, I mean, if any of you had known Lawrence when I first met him, he was very fearful, very nervous. You know, the slightest change would send him into a frenzy. He couldn't cope. He was not confident. He was ashamed of himself and didn't think he was good enough. But, you know, all he did know was that he wanted a godly wife. And obviously a lot of you know the story. When I first met him, I met him in a shop and he looked at me and he said, "Oh, God told me I was going to marry you." And I looked at him, I thought, "Oh, you're one weirdo. Like, somebody's just released you from the lunatic asylum, because, like, who says that? People don't say that, you know." But God knew. And so he got talking and we went for a coffee, and there was something very intriguing about him. And so, and plus he was good looking. I don't say he was, I'd be lying. So he just started to share, and I could really see his heart, but you could see the lack of confidence that he had in his life. But in a very short space of time, when we went in search for finding the truth, because see, it's the truth that sets you free from the fears, the worries and the doubts, from the anxiety, from the insecurities. And when I heard about his lifestyle and his upbringing, it was a total different way to how I was raised and my upbringing and my lifestyle. But God brought us together. See, God brought us together. And what God brings together, let no man separate. And even though people were saying, "Oh, you know, he's not good enough for you. Oh, you know, you could do so much better." See, that was the worldly words. The adversary didn't want me and Lawrence together. And, but, you know, here we are. It is actually our 35th wedding anniversary on the 23rd of June. So, you know, we've been together 38 years, but we've gone far and above what people said. See, it's not what people say, but what God says. And his insecurities, his indecisiveness, his fears, his worries, his doubts all dropped off. And there he is now, traveling, meeting new people, you know, sharing God's word. God has really blessed him and flourished him, you know, and if he does it for him, he can do it for anyone. He really can. Whatever area of your life you are lacking, God can turn it around. And all we have to do is to trust him. Now you say, well, how do I trust God? It's like when I first got with Lawrence, do you think I trusted him? Of course I didn't. You know, I had to get to know him, and he wasn't an easy person to get to know, actually, because he talked very good. But to really get to his heart, that he protected more. But, you know, gradually he would open up and he would share things, and you could see how God had transformed this man from a mere shell to the spiritual man of God that he is today. And it doesn't take 35 years. You know, you can do this within a 2 minutes. You know, okay, God, I am ready to change. God, you just transform me into what you created me to be. And God can go to work. And then the fears, the worries, the doubts, you know, having that relationship with God will help those fears, worries and doubts drop off. Like Becky was sharing, you know, getting up in the morning, having that time with God, speaking the heavenly words. Those heavenly words are, you know, I don't think any of you have, well, Carl Morton might have, Preet might have now because she's sharing a house with him, but that man stands in front of that mirror and he talks to himself. I am handsome. I am strong. I am great. God is with me. You know, I am, I'm powerful. I speak the heavenly word. And he just speaks those words into being. And see, it's, sometimes it sounds a bit complicated, but the world's built of atoms and it's all to do with molecular science. And, you know, it's just that we have to get ourselves on that spiritual level to be able to see the spiritual things of God. It's not about what you see on the five senses, on that horizon, because if you look there, all you will see is the things that the adversary promotes, like the TV, the weather, the negatives, the fears, you know, the crisis with the economy. We're about to have an election here in July, you know, and the fears of who's going to get in and who's going to be running the country. No. See, when you bring yourself up onto that spiritual level, all that then of the world is beneath your feet. You are strong. God never made a failure. Never. God only made us to be in the likeness of his image. And so when Jesus Christ died on that cross, he died for each one of us. Why? So we could have God in Christ in us. And that's where the power comes. When you walk in that power, when you know who you are in Christ, your life will change miraculously within seconds. But it's getting to know who you are in Christ, what God made available for the believers today, right? And they made it available. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, then you're saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with what? The mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. See, what we confess, guys, that is the key to that spiritual walk. What we confess. So like Amber was sharing about the sunglasses, she shared about the mobile phone. Preet been sharing with me the last couple of days about the car, about her house. I remember this house, what I'm in now, how I said I want to live there. And I had no doubts, no, it was just a whole feeling like, I want to live there. And that was it. I wasn't budging. And what happened? We ended up living here. See, God knows. God knows your hearts. He knows your desires. He knows what you, your plans and what goes on in your heart. You know, the innermost part of your soul, God knows. And he wants to change every part of that. so that you can live that life which is more than abundant. And it's available for every one of us. You know, God only wants the best for us. When we look to him, all he wants to do is to promote us, to make us shine, right? The world says that this is darkness, but God is light. And in God, there is no darkness, right? You won't grow like a mushroom, but you'll grow and you'll be able to have that life just like Jesus Christ did, right? Christ wasn't a downtrodden Christian like people make him out to be, right? He was wealthy. He was powerful. And people flocked to be around him. Why? Because signs, miracles, and wonders followed him. See, that's what the people wanted. That's what really encouraged them to want to know more about the Messiah, was because of the miracles that were happening when he was around, and it intrigued people. And then, of course, when Christ died on that cross, he died for each one of us. Why? So that we can perform those miracles, so that we can live strong, so that we can walk powerfully. God does not want you to be like the world, downtrodden, you know, crushed beneath the weight of the world. He wants you to rise up. I remember a song, actually, Rise Up, O Men of God. And that counts for women, too. You know, rise up, take the challenge, right? I am a believer. I am strong. I am powerful. I've got Christ in me. You know, I keep saying it, but we're not downtrodden Christians that people can just walk over us. We're powerful. We are very powerful. And if we deny that, then we're denying God and Jesus Christ. And we're denying what Christ did on that day that they crucified him. See? Because then the power was transferred to us. Then we have the ability to speak in tongues. That's the one thing that Christ left for us that he couldn't do because he already had that spirit with him. We can now speak in tongues, and that's the greatest ability. That speaking in tongues builds up your inner soul. Very powerful. It's direct communication with God. You know, and anything, guys, anything is possible with him. And what do we have to do? Just believe. So, we love you. I can't wait to get my husband back on Tuesday. I know it's only been 2 weeks, but it's a long time when you've been together this long. And we're usually in one another's pockets. But, you know, I know he's doing God's work. He's having a fantastic time. He's blessing people, loving people. And, like, he got to see Bambi. He got to see Kathy Clark and Sarah. All these guys that we have been on the Zoom fellowship, and even before that the Skype, for many years. I think he's spoken to Kathy Clark every day for 6 years, but he's never met her. And so it was such an exciting time when he went and met her in Florida on Monday. And so, you know, and this is God doing this. This isn't us. God does the work. We know we just are happy to be led and guided by him. I love you, Jane, my wonderful woman of Texas. God bless you, Carl Morton. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank
love you, sweetheart. God bless. Great sharing.
I love you, darling. Speak to you later.
Kim, thank you so much. I mean, that's beautiful. I can see why you want Lawrence back. The two of you are just dynamite. And what you said is so true. Words we speak are so important. It's like Danny mentioned it earlier. What we speak is seed. Seed is something that grows. And if we speak good seed, that grows for our benefit. If we speak lousy speeches, that means we have weed growing in our lives, and we do not want the weed. We want good seed to grow. And what we confess, what we say, what we speak. And I was thinking, when we speak in tongues, that also brings seed, doesn't it? So what kind of seed do you think that is? That's spiritual seed, and that grows on our behalf. It's good for us. It's good for our own lives. And goodness gracious, only God knows how much we are blessed, because we are so blessed being able to bless others. Ethel, please, you are there, I can tell, and you are smiling. You are a blessed person, and we'd love to hear what what's on your heart, sister.
Oh, he goes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, darling. We are sitting right here. Yeah, can you, I don't know if you can see the view from my phone here.
No, but you've got a little tree on the front.
Oh, there.
Oh. Yes, there we go.
Okay, can you hear me though?
Yes, are you on the phone?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here's the clan. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Shelly. Hi, Ted.
There's Jeffrey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Like,
yeah, there's Mommy.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Mother.
Hi.
There's Sarah.
Hi.
Kathy went to put money in her car. Look, it's quite a ways down there. I don't know if you can see. We need to ride the tram back because we're upstairs in a lounge. Overlooking beautiful view of St. Petersburg. We're surrounded by the sea.
Don't rub it in, Ethel.
I know. I just want to show off. But see what God can do. This was just a vision with Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden we're here. It's come to a fruition. And it's just a wonderful thing. We are in an Airbnb about 20 minutes away from here. And we've been just loving each other, breaking bread together, doing each other's laundry, cooking. Actually, Peter and Patty are the chefs tonight, so we're having lasagna. So, it's just casual. We're just so free. You know, last night, Lawrence was there, and Van was there too, with his girlfriend and the girlfriend's granddaughter. And we were fellowshipping till midnight, you know, Florida time. And it's just casual and so freeing. It's not structured, you know, like, oh, we got to get up this time and we have to do fellowship, all of that. No, it's not like that at all. It's just so freeing and liberating. And we're here in Florida, which is gorgeous weather of 80 degrees. Last night we saw the beautiful sunset from Madeira Beach, which is 10 minutes away from the Airbnb. We are surrounded with beaches, but you know, this is when people ask me, my God, you just came back from Japan and now you're in Florida. How can you even afford this? I said, God's economy, you know, and it's a wonderful thing. And everybody can do it as well. You look to God and I noticed like really honoring my first fruits. God just multiplies whatever it is, whether you're traveling or, you know, your relationships, your health and all of that in every aspect of your life. And I look at this year, I said, my God, it's been 6 months and I'm still traveling. I better stay home. Clean house. I just go home and just pack and unpack. But it's so exciting, you guys. It's just what a life, the way God designed it to be. And here's the fruit, okay? Here's the fruit of it all. And it's real. Nothing is fake with God. Just doing your three fundamentals, you know, like speaking in tongues and staying connected. That's so huge. I mean, I'm connected right here at an Airbnb in Florida. And, and then honoring your first fruits. Like I said, how could I even afford all this trip? But I am in God's economy. And here's the fruit. So anyway, I think like right now, the day's catching up. We're going to go back to the Airbnb and take a nap. Look at the life. And then we'll have a big lasagna dinner tonight, which Peter and Patty had made for us. And then tomorrow we're on the go again. I don't know where we're going, but the whole setup is there's no time. There's no schedule. We just come as we go. And Lawrence has been coming to the Airbnb. I'll be there at 1 and then just boom. We just hang out with each other. Yesterday, F.A. was there, and also Van Patterson, like I said. And we just had a good old time, you guys. This is just the way God designed life to be. Chillax, relax, and enjoy, you know? So, yeah. We're going to go. And look at my background.
Love you. Love you. Love you, Kim.
Love you, guys.
Obviously, the website hasn't had nothing on it, so I did put my laptop there. It'll be up there to get home.
Okay. Pretty soon. Okay. Love you guys.
So, I think you're at Freaks tomorrow for tea.
Yeah, tomorrow. No, we'll be at a restaurant to see the sunset in some restaurant somewhere. You'll get pictures.
I'm sure.
Look at my tan. I'm sorry, I'm bragging now.
Okay, that's okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
See you.
Love you, darling.
Bye bye.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ethel. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was great hearing from you. And now I'd like to go to back to Bristol, actually. And there is one guy, Jason, who is, I hope, who is on listening and who is able to share on what's on his heart. Jason, brother, are you there? Yes, he is. Look at that. So go for it, brother.
Yeah, hi, Carl Martin. God bless you. Thank you for asking me to share. Hello, everybody, and God bless you all. And I know God's got wonderful things in store for everybody. And it all takes our simple loving commitment to our loving Father. And, you know, that's why we're on here, right? Because we love God. We love His Son, Jesus Christ, what He did for us. And getting to know each other because we're brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus Christ calls us, His brethren. And we've got this identity in us that cannot be removed. It's, you know, the Spirit, the same Spirit of Christ in us. And when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, He had the plan. He had the perfect plan of salvation. And I do believe He might have had an idea who was going to believe and who wasn't, but it is down to free will choice as well. So we heard earlier tonight that God doesn't force anybody against their will. But before I continue, I really want to give thanks to God for who He is. Because just like the scriptures tell us, God doesn't change. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the image of God, He's the express image of God the Father. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the identity of God and Jesus Christ is they don't change. They are the same yesterday, and today, and forever. If they loved you once, then they still love you. And there's no time in the Spirit. It's just perpetual eternity. And that's God's love for each individual person. Not just us here, but everybody on the planet. Everybody that will ever live on this earth. And I believe even the unborn babies, I believe He might have a plan for them too, because He's got so much love. And so my thanks to God for Himself and for Jesus Christ, who He gave as the ransom for us, so that we can go from the pit to the palace. And it starts in the heart. It doesn't start on the outside things. It starts in the heart. And we all know, because we've experienced it now, making Jesus Christ our Lord. We believe God raised Him from the dead. We know we've got salvation. We speak with tongues and wonderful works of God. And that's just the start. A very wonderful start to unlocking all the actual abilities we have. Let God raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. The apostles continued in the same way. And Jesus Christ said, anyone who believes on him can do these things. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, casting out spirits that aren't from God, speaking with new tongues. All these things are listed in the scriptures of what we can do, and there's probably more things than that, than what are listed. Because we can do the same works and greater works. So I am so thankful to God, because no matter what this world can throw at me, I know that, and we can all be susceptible to getting a bit, or something, but then we got a responsibility to control our thoughts and our words and bring our emotions and feelings under subjection. So we command our own beings. We're in command. We're the ones in charge of our beings. We let light in or we let darkness in. And life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it, they shall eat the fruit thereof. So we can either speak the words of light or the words of darkness. You know, if we're children of light, if we are children of light, which we are, then we should be walking in the light, as God is the light, and Jesus Christ came to show us that light and to give us that light, so we could have that light manifested all the time if we want it. So no matter how dark this world gets, do we shine brighter, or do we shine as bright as we ever did before? God doesn't change. Jesus Christ doesn't change. Are we changeable? We miss the mark. Sin is to miss the mark. It's as simple as that. So you blew it, so what? What do you want to do next? Condemn yourself? Or just get up and say, okay, Father, thank you. I'm carrying on moving with you. You're my daddy. What father would abandon his child just because he made a mistake? Wouldn't. Not our God. So on that note, my thanks to God for Lawrence and Kim, my ministers, in the gospel, in the good news. The good news, the sound doctrine. And this good news and sound doctrine is that we're free in Christ. And we're not bound by Bible teachings. And we're not bound by man's ideas of theology. We're not bound by religion. We're not bound by politicians. We're not bound by scientists. Any scientists. Medical, non-medical. We're not bound by any of that sort of thing. Those are the things of the world that man has made up to try and cover the shortfall for where he doesn't believe God. It's as simple as that. So definitely my thanks to God massively, you know, for my ministers, Lawrence and Kim, because it's through their walks, God connected me with them many years ago now. And we went through the rigmarole of different things, but we've come to the place of sound doctrine. And I thank God for Lawrence's obeying God from his heart to connect with Sangha. And he's a minister that Sangha's encouraged Lawrence he can be. And it's that confidence he has that has rubbed off on me. And to see that this is all about encouragement. It's not about, like Lawrence mentioned earlier, we can point out people's mistakes, but it's not right. It's not right. I'm sure God can point out several mistakes in all of us, but he doesn't. He just encourages us, come on, son, come on, daughter. And whether we are male or female makes no difference. We all have the same power living within us. That power is to change the world. And, okay, so where I am, what does my world consist of? Does it consist of me, I, and what I want? Or does it consist of Father, okay, I want you to bless me so that I can be a blessing? First and foremost, If I can't help myself, I can't help anyone. So I need to receive from God so that I'm able to have what I need. Then I've got the ability to be able to help anyone God puts my way. So the next point I make is, okay, Father, I'm not going to look to try and open any doors. I'm not going on this preaching program. I'm not going all the sermons and all this place, that, but I think I'll go here. I think I'll go there. Father, what do you want me to do? You put the people my way. I got work to do. So you're going to have to arrange these laborers around that because you gave me the work. And so what do? I go about my business. But you know, when I pray to God in the mornings, I'm saying, thank you, Father. I have these key laborers. I have that one hungry heart. This is a key leader. This equal to great multitudes, both of men and women, boys and girls. Thank you, Father. My fields are flourishing. Full of laborers and key laborers. And this day, give me my before ordained works to walk in, that I may walk in them. Thank you, Father. Your signs, miracles, and wonders follow me because I believe you. I trust you. And you know, guide me with your wisdom. I need your wisdom, Father, and understanding in each situation that pertains to me. I don't need somebody else's wisdom. That's what they need. I need my wisdom that comes from God. And he doesn't hold it back from people. Every day I see this happening. And if things are quiet, things are quiet. Okay, fine. I'm just going to keep going as I am. Then, Dad, you're my daddy. You're my papa. And Ethel hit on it earlier about honoring the Lord with our substance. And with the first, not second, third, fourth, fifth, or last, the very first fruits of all our increase. And to put it into today's terminology, I get paid wages in money for work that I do. That is my substance, and that is my increase. So each time I get paid an amount, I go to God, Father, thank you so much for what you've given to me, because it belongs to God anyway. It doesn't belong to me. It's just placed in my hands, do with what I should be trusting God to guide me to do with it. Great, it's fantastic. Because then I could just freely say to God, how much do you want me to give? And then what comes to my heart? Okay, that's what I'll give. And that helps take care of the ministers so they can continue being full-time ministers and encouraging people. Encouraging the laborers that they can do the works of Jesus Christ. And anyone who desires can be a leader. So it's not just the leaders that are the leaders. The laborers that follow those leaders can rise up and become leaders as well. But there is that connection point of connecting with the minister. And in our case, Lawrence and Ken, then I'm looking to God for people who are connected to me as I'm staying connected with Lawrence and Ken. So when they connect with me, they come to me as I would go to Lawrence or Ken. And it's the words of God I'm looking for. And I want people that are going to desire the same. So honoring God with my substance and first fruits for my increase, I know he's going to multiply my seed soon. I know he's going to increase the fruits of my righteousness. He's going to open the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing I haven't got room enough to receive. He's going to rebuke the devourer from off all my crops and land, everything, every aspect of my life. He's going to protect everything for me. He's going to fill my barns with plenty and make my presses burst out with new wine. And I even add to that, when I'm thanking God for this, I add to that, enlarge my territories and borders and keep people far from me so they cannot hurt or grieve me. I cannot hurt or grieve anyone either. And it actually happens. I asked God, give me jackpot customers, because I'm self-employed. And next thing, a great job comes up to do. And it's like, great, thank you, Lord. nothing's too big for God, nothing's too small for God. And we even heard that tonight. And I think it might have been Amber that said that. You know, the smallest thing, take it to God. The biggest thing, take it to God. Because what's bigger than God? Nothing. Who is bigger than God? No one. Like Zerubbabel, was it? Said, what is this great mountain before Zerubbabel? What is this? In other words, that's not a mountain, that's a molehill. And I'm about to step on it. Are we greater because we're in Christ? Indeed we are. If we can see ourselves as up there rather than down there. Are we oppressed? Then tell oppression, get lost, you've got no rights here. Are we depressed? No. Get lost, depression, you've got no place in my life. I don't belong to you. The funny thing is, I didn't have a clue what I was going to be sharing. So I just asked God earlier this evening, you know, when you call me, you work in me what to say. And this is being led by the Spirit of God. I don't need to open Bibles. I don't need to open research books. I don't need to go into seminars or anything like this, into sermons. I just need, Father, you're working in me. Give me the words that both I need to hear and anybody on here needs to hear. And I want to receive as God's working in each person on here as well. So I'm wanting God to work in each person on here too. So then it's a two-way flow. We can both, iron sharpens iron, we can bless each other. It's great, isn't it? So yeah, we keep up the key fundamental things that I just mentioned, as well as speaking in tongues much, and just expecting great things from God. And it's a step-by-step walk. I can't do leaps of faith. I can only go step-by-step, you know, because that's all I, you know, it's like, okay, Father, step-by-step. Don't overwhelm me. But it's really great because, Lawrence was mentioning about the growth in people earlier. And what comes out of our mouths is how we can see how we've grown. And even we ourselves can see where we've grown, how we've grown. I didn't make myself grow. God's the one with the grow bags. He's got the grow pastor. He's got the manna from heaven that we need. That's the nourishment for our minds and for our souls. And that's what sustains us. So no matter what goes on in this world, so what? We're called of God. And I heard someone say earlier about the Prime Minister or something, there's elections coming up or something. And I'm thinking, yeah, who cares who it's going to be? It's probably going to be me. you know, if God wants a believer as Prime Minister of their country or President of their country, he'll make sure it happens. He really will. And then his will be done. But in the meantime, we just keep going as we are. So, was in my heart just to share those things right now. And with that, a couple of testimonies. We've had very changeable weather conditions this year. And it's like our springtime has been swallowed up with more winter conditions than it has been spring. And I keep going at it like a bull at a gate. You get lost. I want my spring. You know what I'm like. I rebuke weather. As a result of these weather conditions, a lot of rain and wind and things like this, my mother's garden has been seriously in lack of TLC. The grass reached the height of halfway up my thighs. And there was a lot of grass in her back garden. It's a big area of grass. A lot of brambles across the back of it had grown right up. And a humongous hedge going down that had really pushed right out. And I was waiting just for this right sunshine to come and everything to dry up. And in the end, 2 weekends ago, I thought, no, can't wait any longer. That's it. I just got straight out on it. It got everything down to a certain level. It took me 15 hours between Saturday and Sunday. And then weekend just gone. I just got back out there on it again. God just worked in me. And I was thinking of going out working. And this was the thing. I was £100 short of a target I wanted to reach for the week at work. And I was meant to go out Saturday. I didn't go. Sunday I was meant to. And it was 3 o'clock. I'm like, Father, what should I do? He said, do your mum's garden. So I'm like, okay, I'm on it. So a couple of hours or so on there and got it back to where it should be again. It looks nicer again now. And then she came up to me with a little envelope. Apparently our monetary system is going to be changed. We're going to be having the King's Head on all our notes and coins instead of the Queen's Head, because obviously the Queen passed away and it's now King Charles on the throne. So they're going to be changing it all over about 6 months, I think, time. So she's got this envelope full of £5 notes, and there's £100 worth of £5 notes in it. She said, that's for doing the garden. And it was £100. It was the £100 I needed that I was short from the week's work on. She didn't know that. So it's just crazy. Look, being led by God, he knows our needs before we even ask him them. He knows them before we even know when they're going to come up. So he's already got the plans arranged, and if we go and do what we think, we're going to miss the plans. Which is why it's so crucial just to walk with God and give every detail to him. If it's the smallest thing, if it's the biggest thing, if it's, I woke up late, okay, well, I guess I'll just have a relaxed day. What does God do? He says, that's fine, Suzanne. You just relax. I got this one covered. Like Amber with her sunglasses. Don't worry, kid. I got it covered. And it was covered every step of the way. In the throes of everything, Friday happened, before this weekend. And I saw somebody I've known since we were 4 years old. He's 2 years older than me. Sadly, he ended up in glue sniffing when he was a teenager with a lot of other lads in the area we grew up in, and went on to strong alcohol and heroin. And he's been with that stuff. Yeah, I passed across several years back and I started sharing with him things of God. He wasn't going with it at the time. But bit by bit, he lightened up and realized, and I managed to minister to him a few times over the years, and he always felt the difference straight away. And it was always funny times when he had hit rock bottom, and he suddenly prayed to God. Well, on this Friday, I'd seen him a bite before this, but not gone up to him. I just carried on my way. Well, this time, God just put the words in my mouth, so I just spoke to the guy, and he said, who's that? It was dark. Cutting a long story short, he said, oh, it's Jace. Oh, Jace, yeah. And he just lost his partner. She had problems, and he was meant to be bringing her up to the fellowship, but never came, and all this stuff. So, but he was so distraught, and the way her family handled everything. And I'm asking God, okay, you give me the words, you give me the words here. I'm not going to say what I think, because what I think is going to fall short of the best. He needs the best. He doesn't need my best, because that's the worst. He needs God's best. And it's the walking in love and compassion. I'm not going to bombard him. The poor man's grieving. He's got issues. And he's been shouting at God and saying sorry to God and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, don't even worry about it. God ain't. But, I just started with the words, you are the best thing in that woman's life for the rest of her life. But, you got to remember that. And then he suddenly changed. All the negatives dropped off. And he's remembering the positive things. the good times. And as we're walking down the road, we were talking, and I just shared with him, you know, you need to come my way. You need to seriously come my way. He's gone into a church and confronted the devil, or what he thinks is confronting the devil. And I'm thinking, oops, you need Jesus Christ with you when you do that, and God, otherwise you're stuffed. But then he's had problems. Living back with his mum, he's in his bedroom. Something takes control of him and starts pushing him into the wall. So he's practically headbutting the wall. And he said to me, it's not me doing it. I know it's not. He said, have I got a poltergeist? I thought, I know what it is. I said, no, you haven't got a poltergeist. Don't worry about it, mate. You're fine. I said, do you want me to pray for you? You know, because people need encouraging. They don't need to be told, oh, yes, it's serious. They need the love and encouragement. When Jesus Christ walked up to those lepers, he put his arms around them. The leprosy left. He didn't say a word. He didn't say, you're so bad. He didn't say, you're infectious. He didn't say a word. He just loved them. The way God showed him to do it. He didn't think, oh, what shall I do here? He more likely said to God, what do you want me to do? Go up to those lepers. Hug them. Okay, no problem. What are we afraid of in this world? Leprosy? What was he afraid of? Leprosy? Our Lord Jesus Christ? So I got to pray for the guy. He said, yes, please. I thought, great. Now we're going to get to the bottom of this and kick these things out. And whatever names came up on the spirit list were being kicked out. And when I ran out of names, I said, I don't care about the rest of you, however many there are of you, how big and tough you think you are. You're not. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Guys, this is the authority we've got in Christ Jesus. He is bigger than the universe. We are at God's right hand side in Christ Jesus. We are greater than these things. On this earth, we are greater. But only as we're led by the Spirit of God. I can do it by my five senses. And I could get hit. Or I could get it totally wrong. But because I didn't, he received tremendous deliverance on the spot. Then I encouraged him, you can do the same if you want to. So he spoke to me on the Sunday and said to me, he'd gone home. And that thing came back into his room and tried this stuff on with him again. He looked round, he said to it, you go away. You get out. You can't do this to me anymore. And that was it. It left. I'm like, yes, he did it. It wasn't me. It was him. He hasn't even come to a fellowship yet. This guy's had heroin problems all his life. And look at him. He just rebuked a spirit out of spirits. And they've gone. By the name of Jesus Christ. So, the last time I spoke to him, he just had a stroke. He couldn't speak properly. I could hardly understand what he was saying. So on the phone, I just ministered straight away. And his speech was clear straight after. But there was a knock at the door and his mum was shouting up at him. I think it was an ambulance or something, so he had to go. I'm still waiting to hear from him after that. You know, again, this world might be dark, but do we have to be part of that darkness? Do we have to sit in a dark room, like Amber mentioned earlier? Or do we go where be children of light? And walk in the light, as God is the light, and be the difference that people need when we're out and about on the streets. And it was coming to my heart earlier today as well, you know, about love. And you can love those that love you, but what about those that don't love you? What about those that treat you wrong, treat you bad? Jesus Christ himself said, what reward have you for loving those that love you? Even the unbelievers do this. He said, but what about loving those that are your enemies? Then you have great reward in heaven. And it's true. And it's the rewards that are in heaven we're interested in. You know, we can get rewarded for doing a day's work, and that's money. Money comes and goes. It's got wings. It flies away. Lauren said this earlier. But when it's the rewards of God, it's not that he won't give us money, but that's a byproduct. That's just a tool to get by on this earth. The important things are what's on the inside of our hearts. And when we take care of the garden of our hearts, we'll have the best flower display there is. We'll have the best plants. We'll have the best of everything. Then I'm 100% convinced. People will say, I want what you've got. And that's the ones we want. The ones that will receive our words gladly and just run with the ball. So, it's been great listening to everybody else's sharings tonight. And, you know, I got inspired picking up on a few things there that encouraged myself with it. And I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else share, because I know there's going to be some great sharings earlier tonight from everybody else. So thank you very much for asking me to share, Carl Martin, and thank you very much, everybody, for listening to me. And I really love you all very much. God bless you.
God bless you, Jason. Thank you so much for your sharing. And what you're saying is so true. I mean, we do have authority when it comes to the Word of God. And in the beginning, when God created mankind, we were created in his image. That means we had his power within us. He created within man his image. That was the Holy Spirit. And he gave us authority over the earth to run it, to conquer it, and to possess it, and to be master of everything that was going on the earth. And it was at the time when we failed, not we, but Adam and Eve, mankind, failed to listen to God and to go their senses way, that they actually lost it. This was reestablished, as we know, and we are now with Christ within. We are complete, it says. We are complete in Christ, and we have everything going for us that is needed. And that means not only for us, but for those people that we meet, like Jason, like you mentioned to this guy who had a need and who was there, and you ministered to him. And that is wonderful, because we are here to serve God's people, and God loves everyone. He has called everyone for them to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? That's the Word of God. The Word of God is the only truth that matters. That's what carries us through. And that's what we are supposed to listen to and walk on. I would like to ask Frank in France. I know it's getting late in Europe, and 10:30 in PM in France. Frank, are you available for us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak. I am thankful. I know that God is a great God, and he has great plans for us. And yes, we can really be who God wanted us to be. And this is a free will choice. We just decide, and God opened the door for us. You know, he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we continue to ask to be thankful, to know that God is going to accomplish everything, because he's at work. He's doing whatever is needed. And I remember Laurent saying that we just stay at rest, you know, and you let God open the doors, and For me, I prayed for the weather 2 days ago, and I asked for sunny days. Then until September, and then I just believe. I have confidence in God. It's not my power; it's God's power. And God is able. And if it's raining, it's raining nights, but days will be shiny. Yes, nothing is lacking, and Jesus Christ covered it all, and lack, suffering, illness, and death are no more. Through our faith, you know, we know that we gained eternal life, and we can really share this truth and show people that we can be relaxed in this world, is in this dark world. And we know that we have been transported into the light of God. And it's spiritual. It's not that we can see by the five senses, but it's just spiritual. And we are immersed in the presence of God. It's not water, it's Holy Spirit. And we have a new condition, a new identity also, because we can manifest the power of God, we can walk by the Spirit, we can say things and things happen, we can manifest, we can speak in tongues. Then it'll be during, until the gathering. After that, I think perfection will be manifested. And I'm not sure we will need to speak in tongues anymore. I don't know. Not sure. Then now we. I'm thankful that God is making me, giving me peace, really peace in situations. Because I just look only to God and put the weight on God. And the way I do it is really speaking in tongues and speak what I want. By faith, you know, we can speak, we can say things, but it's doing it by faith, knowing that God heard us and is at work for it, and the angels of God are going to be at work with that also. Then I'm waiting. Also, I'm here in France. I'm waiting for. What God has for me outside France, and just being, I think we just need to be relaxed and to, you know, do what our day is giving us, and not looking on the news and the things that can disturb us, because we know that God is in control of it all. And we know His word is the true news. and we can have, through the word of God, through the Rhema word, you know, the inspiration of God from inside or from others, that we recognize that it is a Rhema word, we can really have peace. And we know about the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit is singular. It means that it's the same kind of fruit, even if there are, you know, different love, peace, etc., you know. Then, because they are coming from God, the Holy Spirit. And we have we are new people in a way. Nothing has changed from the outward, but from inside, everything has changed. I mean, in a spiritual way. And our capacities are multiplied and exponentially. And you know, we tap into the God, into the infinity, into everything is possible. And according to God, according to God's revelation, then God has a plan. And if we want to be part of it, we just ask God, "I want, and show me the way, show me my path, show me my vision," and God is able to really give you the vision for your life. And I'm thankful for God's will to be done in my life. This is my faith. This is my declaration. Whatever. And I also pray for my family. And you know, I want them to be saved and to know God. And but it's not on my weight. I just, you know, pray. I know that God is able, and I just consider it is done. The will of God is done. And then that's all I wanted to share. And thankful that open doors are given by God to speak His word and His Rhema word. And recently, yes, I want to just testimony that one, and I will finish. I have a co-worker with me that I spoke the word of God, I spoke different things, and I prophesied to her that she's going to have her exam. And because God showed me, you know, through His way of revelation to me. And today, she had the first part of the exam, and today she said that it's okay. She's waiting for the papers to be able to work as a taxi woman, I would say. I don't know how do you say in English, but and I was thankful, you know, that God is faithful. You know, when you prophesy something, it is going to happen. Then that's all I wanted to share. I'm very thankful to be part of what God is doing, and I love you all. Thank you very much. Thank you, Carl. Love
you. Thank you too, Frank. And aren't we all happy and blessed to be a part of all this? I mean, wonderful. God is so wonderful, and look at this bunch of people that we are sitting here and being blessed with everything that is being shared to us. Jane, you have your video camera on, and you are such a smiling face, and I'd love to hear what's on your heart, sister.
Hi, Carl. I'm so glad you're doing this, because I always wanted to get to know you better. And I've been texting with Kim Hiley in England, and he said that he knew who you were, so that really blessed me a whole lot. I always wanted to know more people before I get to heaven, so I'm not wandering around not knowing anybody. So thank you very much for asking me to share. I just love God, and I'm like Frank. I want to do His will, and that's why when I was 14 and they told me God was calling me, I didn't hear Him, so I didn't want to miss Him. So I told them that I wanted to go to the convent, you know, to serve God. And I never expected to get there, because my mother never thought that we knew what we were doing, that we were too young. And so she made all the decisions, but she just put me on a bus and sent me over there for a tour. Anyway, I'm so glad that God was with me. He's been with me for a long time, and I didn't know. I'm so happy to be able to be on this call because you all believe that God is working in your lives, and so many people over here in Texas, they go to church every week, but they couldn't tell you one thing like me. I couldn't tell you anybody what God was doing in my life. And that was, it's embarrassing to me now because of what I learned. I'm learning so much from everyone on here. Thank you for sharing. And I just want you to know that you really blessed me because I was at the Chevrolet place today. I had something wrong with one of my tires and I had a warranty there, so I took it in to have it checked out. And when I was in the waiting room, I made up my mind, which I hardly ever do because I didn't know that making up my mind was that important. But y'all are showing me that you can make up your mind, so I tried it myself. And I talked to this young man next to me and asked him if he had a truck or what he brought in there to get fixed. And he told me he had a Silverado Chevrolet. And he actually was happy to share with me that he came a long ways to the Chevrolet dealer. He didn't live around there, but that's where he bought the truck. And so that's why he was bringing it in. And I was able to share with him that if he wanted to get to know God better, I didn't know that you could get to know God better. So that was never on my to-do list. But God had better plans for me. So I thought, well, maybe this young man might get an opportunity to hear about PFAL someday because they are sending WOW ambassadors over here to Texas now, and they are teaching people, showing people that you can get to know God by learning His Word. And so I shared with him that he may hear about this class someday, and I wasn't really searching for God either, but I was so glad when I took the class and I found out that the Bible was for real, that it was inspired by God. And I couldn't believe how easy it was. You all make it so easy to share your heart, and I have never been able to do that before. So thank you so much for being faithful on here, and thank you, Carl, for including me. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much, Kate. I think many of us started our walk with God through the PFL class. Myself, I even translated it into Norwegian and taught it live many, many times. So more than 40 years ago. So goodness, time flies. So, okay, we have gone a long way since the PFL, haven't we? Now we are having a living word within us, and we know that God is so true, God is so alive, and He's the source of everything that, I mean, God is not limited to His written word. He has so much more to give, and daily, He fulfills us with fresh bread so that we can eat and be satisfied with what's on His heart to us. So, yeah, God is wonderful. He is a beautiful dad for us to enjoy. I'd like to ask Bambi, please, if you are available and if you have anything that is on your heart that we can enjoy listening to. Bambi, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Hello.
You hear me?
I can hear you beautifully.
Oh, wonderful. Well, God bless you all. I'm so happy to be here. I was sharing with Carl, which is really funny, Carl. I never just call you Carl. Everyone calls you Carl Morton. I don't know. You're the only person I know whose last name is included with the first name. It's just one. You're Carl Morton.
But, actually, Carl Morton is my first name. Helwig is my last name. Is my
surname. Really? Yes. So Carl Morton is your first name?
Carl Morton is my first name, yes.
Oh, okay, so then I don't feel silly that I'm calling you by your first name, so I've got it right. Perfect. So I was sharing with Carl Morton then, at the beginning. So I start my new job this coming Monday. So I will not be on the fellowship, or maybe actually I will be on the fellowship because I'll get off work at 4:30 so I can put you all in the car and listen to you on my phone. But anyway, not that you all, hey Jane, God bless you, not that you all need to know all of my schedule, just mentioning that. But yeah, so it's just been a wonderful week. As you all know, Lawrence came to visit with Fred, and we had David DeGrandchamp and Scott Snap was able to come up, and we all got to hang out together, and then he took Lawrence off to New Jersey, and then Tony and I had to get things, you know, ready and going. Tony just come back from a trip visiting his family in North Carolina, and so God was just really great, because when Lawrence was here, Tony had no work, and then the day after Lawrence left, I think we had the day kind of just to ourselves, and then the next day Tony found work, and he's been working ever since, which has been just wonderful, because I have been off work because I don't have a job right now. And it's just been, it's been a perfect break the way that God organized it. I got 28 days after I left my job. They let me leave early. Which was great because I didn't want to give them 2 weeks. I didn't want to be in the building anymore. And, so it was wonderful. And I had that first week when Tony left and he went to North Carolina to visit some family. And so I had just 1 week before Lawrence came to myself, which is something I really needed. And then the following week, you know, Lawrence came and we had a full house and people going in and out and doing all sorts of stuff. And Tony was back, but he wasn't working. And then Lawrence left and then Tony got work, but we've been able to just spend time together and relax. And then this week he's been working the whole time. And it's just really given me an opportunity to do some of the things that I have needed to do to get ready for this new job. And one of just the great things with it was just that time off that I needed. Whereas this week I'm starting to get a little bit antsy and, you know, want to do other things. And so I can really realize I'm getting ready for the job and just really seeing some of the transformations in myself over the last few weeks of, just like I shared before, just making the decision to get a whole new wardrobe and to present myself differently and go shopping and get some new stuff. And, God has just really blessed me with lots of great deals. And it's just been a really nice time of rest and relaxation and preparation for this new chapter in my life. And so, you know, as we continue to walk every day with God, you know, some days you're walking with God and you're on it, and some days you're not. And I'm just so thankful that what I have, what we all have, doesn't depend on us, but it depends on what Jesus Christ did for us. And just for this fellowship as well, because all of the things that were shared earlier were things that I really needed to hear, that really just touched my heart. And one of the things for me that has been so important with this fellowship is to, you know, as it's evolved and as it's grown and as Lawrence has, you know, been led to change the format over the years, is that one of the things that I want to do is not think about what I'm going to share before I share. And also, as people are saying things that's touching my heart, really just sit down and drink in what's being shared, what's, you know, what's coming out of people's mouths, what's being inspired, you know, as they're being inspired by God to share. And, you know, you'll find that there's always a consistency. You know, a lot of times it's like we all sit down and discuss what thing we were going to have for the fellowship or what topic we were going to discuss, and that doesn't happen. But oftentimes the same topic will get brought up again and again, or someone will talk on something, and sometimes people will join in who wouldn't hear what was shared earlier, that they'll share something that will add to, or will just complement, or will align with or build on something that somebody else shared previously. And so it's just really amazing to see God working and how God has really, you know, grown me here, but all of us, and how, you know, it used to be, I would think, what am I going to share? What am I going to share? Or someone would say something and I'd want to add to it. And now just sitting down and taking in what people are saying. And then when it comes time to share, just, share what is on your heart and share what God is inspiring you to share, but you don't have to plan anything out. And a lot of times I'm really surprised. I think it was Jason earlier who was so surprised at what he had shared, because we're not planning anything beforehand. We're just letting God, you know, inspire us and share the words. And it's so encouraging because it, as always happens, you know, the things that are shared really touch my heart, and they're just exactly what I need to hear, the encouragement that I need and the direction that I need or the confirmation that I need for the day and for the week. And so it really is just like a phone that's got a battery. You know, you go through the week and I listen to the sharings as they're sent out as I'm able to, but also just being able to connect in with the fellowship and recharge and to, you know, remind myself that I am in the family of God and I do have God's Holy Spirit, and that I'm walking this earth in this time with all of you as my brothers and sisters in Christ with a purpose that God has for each one of us individually and for us collectively as a group in the fellowship. So it was wonderful to see Lawrence and to see Fred and to have that time to see everybody in person and to meet, for them to meet Tony and have fun with them. And we just had a great time. And just to also be able to see the believers right now in Florida fellowshipping and being together. And I'm just so thankful that God made this possible, but also knowing that God's going to make it possible for us to continue to get together and see one another, because so many of us haven't had the opportunity to meet in person. But I'm really looking forward to this new chapter in my life to see what God is going to be working with that. I've got this new position that God has moved me to, and as many of you know, God sent me to another job, and I was very specifically directed to apply for that position, to take that position. And I was in that office for, I think, 2 years and 3 months. And it was really difficult. But, you know, God took me through the entire time, and I was with him so strongly, and I was able to see the spiritual realities of having a boss that couldn't even look at me, that couldn't be in the same room with me. If I walked in, she would run away. And knowing and recognizing the spiritual truths behind that and what was going on, and learning as I have, especially in this fellowship, but God was really working for me as well right before I started joining this fellowship, to see the spiritual truths and how those really are the reality, and it's not the physical that's there. It's the five senses there that we go by, but that's not the reality. It's the spiritualness that's the reality. And I remember once when I was in Nicaragua, when I had decided that I was going to come back to the United States because of everything that was going on there, and I was going to bring my three cats with me. And in order to take them on a plane, there's a flight requirement. You have to have carriers with food and water dishes attached to the inside. And that's something that was just impossible for me to do. It was impossible for me to find carriers for the cats. I was in a developing country, and they don't sell these kind of things down there. But, you know, I walked with God, and as I did, eventually, someone told me a place to a store that I went to, and they sold the type of carrier, hard shell carrier that I would need, that's impossible to get in a developing country, and especially in a developing country that's in civil unrest, when we didn't even have food in the grocery stores. Now I never went without. God always met all of my needs. But, you know, he met my need in that way, that I had three cats and I was going to bring them to the States, and I got these carrier cases. But I remember very clearly that I had to have those food dishes, and they don't sell those food dishes. There's a very specific type of food dish that has to go in, to a carrier. And I realized God must have given me the revelation that what I could do was I could get bird food dishes, and little bird food dishes that they put inside of the cage for birds. You could put those with wiring on the inside of the crate, and they would fit the requirement that the airline had. But then that meant that I had to find bird food containers, little plastic bird food containers. And I just went out. I just needed these bird food containers. And I went out, and I was walking along. I went to this place that I thought they might be, but that place didn't have them, and they were closed. And as I was walking down the street, I found a friend of mine's dad, who I know really well, really close to her family. And I just ran into him on this random street. And I said I was looking for this. I'm looking for a place that would sell pet supplies. And he told me of a place that was down the road that I'd never heard of before. And remember, during this entire story, I'm telling you, there's civil unrest going on, so this is not a normal day-to-day activity. There are people in the streets with guns. This is not like you're just walking along the street on Main Street on a typical day. So I'm out looking for a very specific item on a very specific day, in a very peculiar time, much like we all find ourselves right now individually in what's happening in the world. And so I just knew that was the place that God was directing me to go. So I walked into the store and they had pet supplies. And I walked in and I asked the guy, I asked him what I needed. And he said, no, we don't have that. And I said, no, I'm sure you do. And I walked back to this back wall where they had all sorts of like trinkets and knickknacks for animals. And it was going to be there on that wall. I just knew it. And I was standing there and the guy came up to me and he said, ma'am, we don't have those. And I said, yes, you do. And he goes, no, we don't have what you're looking for. And I said, yes, you have what I'm looking for. It's here. And I kept looking at the wall and I kept looking at the wall. And he kept insisting that they didn't have it. And then I looked and it was there. And I leaned forward and said, here they are. And I took them off the wall. And his eyes got huge like saucers because I had called what wasn't into being because I was confirming with my word. They are here because God had directed me there and they had to be there because otherwise he wouldn't have directed me there. And so got those, my now husband, he wasn't my husband at the time, came over to my apartment and fixed them onto the cat carriers. And many of you know the story. There are many more miracles that God did that day to get me and to get my kitty cats out of that country. And then later my husband joined me. And so here we are. So, yeah, we do call those things that are not as though they were. The spiritual is greater than the physical. And just being reminded of that on this fellowship, because we do walk in a five-sense world, and sometimes it is easy to fall back on the ways that we learned before we were born again and before we recognized this truth, that we do have to walk by the spiritual elements. And I just really needed that reminder. And it's something always very refreshing to go, oh, wait, that's right. I'm not limited to what I see. I'm not limited to what the world is presenting me. I'm not limited to this situation. You know, it's kind of like if you are in a house, you're limited. You can't go outside. There are walls. If you're in a room, if you want to go out of the room, you have to walk through a door. But all of a sudden, when you're a believer, you can have a house, but you don't have to stay in the house. You can go outside to the great wide world and, you know, you can enter and leave any way you need to. Now, we are still, you know, there are still laws. There's still gravity. I think Danny was talking about that earlier when we first started, fellowship. You know, there are still laws that operate. And one of the great things of being a believer is knowing that, yes, God is not limited by those laws. And when it needs to happen, a great miracle can occur, like the pet feeder that I needed in order to meet that need. But one of the things, too, is that God has really opened our eyes to tap us into the truth that the laws that exist, we are able to utilize to our advantage. And so I use gravity all the time when I'm walking around the house collecting laundry because we have a very thin, tall house. And so as I fill up a laundry bag with the clothes from the hamper, I use gravity and I chuck that bag down the stairs and it gets that laundry down the stairs faster for me. Well, it's the same way we apply all the other laws that we've learned, you know, the giving and receiving and the sowing of seed, and is in listening to one another. And as God inspires, especially through the ministers, that we hear what we need to hear and then we act on it. You know, when I had finally come to the end of my line, when I just couldn't take what was happening, at the office anymore, God really showed me that he showed me that I would be leaving soon, but I just had gotten to the end and I called Lawrence for one-on-one and I said, Lawrence, I'm done with this office. I have come to a point of God has blessed me with a very high threshold when it comes to dealing with certain things. And I said, I'm done. And Lauren said, all right, then what you need to do is tell God that you're finished and that you need to open up the door now. And you're ready to go. Go to him and tell him that. Talk to him like that. So I did. I went to God and said, God, I talked to Lauren and I agree. I'm done. I can't go on. I cannot continue. And I was given another job offer. And then I was able to give my notice to move on. And so I don't know why I was at that job. And it was honestly none of my business. It would be a great blessing if God showed me one day why I was there. I don't know if it was for my benefit for this new position, which is a great job and a great step up, or if it was to bless someone there. You know, I don't know. But I know that God directed me there, and I did it, and I did whatever it was I needed to do because I'm not there anymore. And now I'm really looking forward to this next adventure. So I look forward to hearing you all in the fellowship next week. I get off work at 4:30, so I will call in and listen as I am able. And I will not be joining in like this on the Zoom for a couple of weeks because I will be going back and forth to this new job, which is in Chester County. But once I did settle in the position, I'll be remote most of the time and we'll be able to join in regularly then again. So until then, if I don't talk to you all, I love you all very much. Please know that I pray for you all and call those things that are not as though they are. Walk on the water. We can do this. We have that Holy Spirit within us. So thank you so much, Carl Martin.
Thank you too, Bambi. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was something. You are so hot. And that is great to listen to. It blesses me. And what you're saying, that there are laws, and yes, there are physical laws, there are all different kinds of laws, mental laws, I mean, there are spiritual laws, and we are, and whether we believe them or not, they do exist, and whether we adhere to them or not, they do exist, and they are working for sinners and saints alike. But when it comes to the spiritual laws from God, they definitely work for us, his sons and daughters, so that when we adhere to the law of spiritual life in Christ Jesus, that's definitely the strongest one, and that's what we are supposed to walk according to, so that we can see things happening. And God has made everything available to us, and it's just up to us to go and get it, to fetch it, because he made it available to us, and if we go and get it, we will have it. If you call those things as if they are, even though they are not, like those things that you were looking for on that shelf, Bambi, they were there. I mean, God made them be there, and things like that does happen to us because God loves us. He does everything for us so that we can walk with him and be blessed with him. And he supplies all our needs, whatever they might be, how big they might be, how large and how out of proportion they might be. It doesn't matter because God is bigger than any circumstance. He's bigger than any problem. He's bigger than anything that stands up against us. So that with God, we are a majority. You can feel like you're all by yourself, just lonely you. But with God, you are a majority. No one can stand against you because the adversary, even, he's under your feet. And everything that he represents is under your feet. So that we have everything going for us. And that's just beautiful because we are winners. We are victorious in every situation, and that's the way we like it, isn't it? To win and to walk and to, yes, step out and walk on that water. Let's do that. Let's get out of our comfort zone and walk into the spiritual sphere and know that God is able to perform, because he will perform when we trust his word, when we walk out on his promises, and when we take his word to our heart and we speak it, and when we expect things to happen, because that's when things do happen. So, I would like to ask who else is on the line who hasn't been on deck yet?
I am.
Yeah, hello, Kim. Go for it, sister. Go for it.
Thank you. God bless, brother. Thank you bless for you. Asking me to. Well, it's been a long month. God has done great things, like he always does. But unfortunately, about a month ago, it's been really tough. I've gone through some really serious grieving. She was my best friend and the person that has stood on the word of God since I was 17, because I witnessed to many people. People stood for God for periods of time But Mom faithfully stood for many, many years. And I'm very thankful for that. And I was trying to, she would tell me what the doctor said or how she felt. And I was trying to get her to confess positives, but she didn't take it well. She thought I was reproving her. I tried to get her to take the faith and confession class, but she wasn't good with, online stuff, and she couldn't get it, and, didn't know how to get a hold of Lawrence, and I was in another state. But either way, God did amazing things, because God knew when she was going to pass, and he had me there that very weekend. I actually just came to visit her and pick up her dog that she wanted me to take care of for her, because she was having trouble taking care of it. And we had my boss, who's a heart doctor, told us to have her move to a hospital in Portland. Well, that turned out to be a huge God thing, because she had all these relatives that lived in Portland that got to see her, and that really blessed her heart. But the day I got there, the next morning, she made the decision that she was not blessed. She was, as she put it, miserable, and she wanted to be removed from support. But I've never seen anything like it in my life. She walked in so much love. It was like in the Word, where the men of God, gave instructions to their children and their grandchildren and put their hands on them. I mean, it reminded me of that. She didn't shed a tear for herself. She just wanted to talk to people either on person or on the phone and tell them that she loved them. She was very, very loving and wasn't thinking about herself. And 86 years old, she wanted to be healed. She wanted to make it, but it didn't work out. And our faith and confession isn't always there, and we're imperfect. But when the Lord comes back, the dead in Christ will rise first. And I really look forward to seeing her. But as I said, God did great things. He had the right people, the right time. She was at the right place. I was at the right place, which I even thought about not coming that weekend. And God worked in someone to tell me, no, you need to go. And because I did, I got to be there holding her hand. I'm really thankful to the Father for that. But he's done many great things in the last month. You know, the Word says there's a time to mourn. There definitely is. And this life, things happen that aren't from God. Death has a horrible sting. But we don't mourn like those that don't have the hope of Christ's return. And God just has held my hand the entire month and done amazing things in my life. The timing of some of the things, my house closed. My house was under contract. It closed a few days ago. I got all my debts paid off, and the rest of the money is in a savings account waiting to buy something here. And just even the timing on that, it's a long story, but it was amazing how the Father worked. And I see him work constantly, even while I was on the line with, there's always fresh testimonies. We don't have to share stuff that happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Yes. If God puts that on our heart, we can do that. But we should have signs, miracles, and wonders happening daily, because we're God's children. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, and what he did on this earth, now we can do. And so he's always doing stuff. So I was on the phone with you guys. Here I've got Mama's dog and my dog. Well, my dog uses the opportunity because I was working by the time that I was listening, and I got off work about 45 minutes ago, and I had Mama's dog following me, and my dog used the opportunity to sneak off. They have a huge property, but I couldn't find her anywhere in the property, but I was listening to Frank and just being like, I'm not going to miss hearing the words that are intended for me because my dog is missing. She's 5.5 pounds of viciousness. Like, she's a chihuahua. She's really sweet, but she thinks she's a Rottweiler. So if someone walks by, she'll try and tear their little toe off, I guess. But I wanted to be afraid. I wanted to be like, oh, my God, what if she's in the street? What if this happened? What if that happened? Because I was looking for her while I was listening for about 15 minutes. And I just kept confessing to myself, Father, you know where she is. Where she is. Show me what to do or make her appear. And God said, yell, treat. And I thought, why didn't I think of that on my own? Because when you say the word treat, she gets excited and she comes. So I start yelling, Lucy, treat, treat. And she had made it all the way down the street. And when I start yelling, treat, she started coming back toward me. But I saw her in the street and I was like, oh, shit, my dog's in the street. She could get hit by a car. And I just started running toward her, speaking in tongues that she was not going to get hit. And when I got there, she was standing in the street barking at a truck. The truck had stopped so that no other cars would hit her and let me get her. And he was like, I'm glad you came along. I didn't want to keep going because I didn't want her to get hit by a car. And I said, well, God was taking care of her. Thank you so much. And I picked her up and scolded her and brought her into the car. But, you know, every minute of our lives, God is watching out for us. He doesn't leave us. No matter what's going on, even when it's something as difficult as losing the lady that brought me into this world, God has been with me every step of the way. He's held my hand. He's comforted me, and he's done amazing last month in spite of me getting through the grief, which I'm, believe it or not, I am getting through, and I am doing much better. But he's always there for each one of us. It doesn't matter how good things are going or how bad things are going, because to God, everything's all right. Everything is all right all the time in your life because he knows that he's there for you and that when you call on him, he's going to meet your need. He's going to take care of you. So in the heavenly realm, everything is perfect for you. You are righteous. You're set apart. You're justified. You have this amazing ministry called the Ministry of Reconciliation. Maybe you're having a bad day and you don't feel like you're much of an ambassador for Christ. When I was walking through the airport coming home, I was like walking through the freaking airport crying like a baby. And you know what? God was still with me and people would appear out of nowhere and comfort me and even speak the word to me and say, it's all right. Your mother, the next thing she'll see is the face of Jesus Christ. God is watching out for you, whatever is happening in your life. If you're happy, he's with you. Keep looking to him. If you're sad, he's with you. If you're pissed off, guess what? God hasn't changed. He is still with you. Maybe you're not so loving at the moment, and you need to renew your mind to walk in love toward others, toward, you know, we love God first, and we do what God wants us to do, but we also love people, and we walk in love toward them, and sometimes we're not there. sometimes we're imperfect because our human frailties get the best of us. Guess what? You are 1 second from fellowship with God and from walking in love. And even when you're like that, He loves you. And He is with you. I've been working with children for like 1 million years. And when I see a 2-year-old throwing a fit, throwing things, misbehaving, I still love that 2-year-old. I still care about them. Are they doing what I want them to do? No. But I still care about them. You're God's 2-year-old sometimes. Sometimes you're not a 2-year-old. Sometimes you're a mature teenager or 20-year-old or whatever. But sometimes you're a 2-year-old and I'm a 2-year-old. And God loves you just the same, even if He needs to pick you up out of the mall and put you in your damn stroller. He loves you. You are His child, no matter what you do, no matter what you've been, you've said, every day is a new day. Every second is a new second that we can change our mind and quit cussing out the gas station attendant or whatever it is that we're doing. I love you guys. You have a wonderful day, and it's so good to be able to fully fellowship with you today. I wasn't ready until today, but I enjoyed listening at some of the other meetings. God bless.
Oh, Kendra, beautiful. Thank you so much for your heart. That is such an experience that you've been through. And yes, life is rough sometimes. Life is fun sometimes. And God is always there to help us. I love that picture you painted of us being a 2-year-old being put in the stroller. Funny. Very funny. Yes, God is there. No matter what situation we are in, He's there to guide us, to comfort us, to love us, and to help us, no matter the situation. With that, I can't remember the name of your dog, but that also was some experience. So, yes, that was something else. Loved you. There it is. Look at that. Yay.
There she is. God took care of her.
Oh, look at that.
I knew it would. Say hi.
Whoa. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. Thank you, Kendra. Now, who else is on the line? ML is on the line.
Yes, I'm here. God bless you, Carl Morton. All of you, thank you for your sharing, Kendra. It greatly encouraged me, and I'll quit being that baby on the floor. It's just that my rental office gave a verbal authorization for me to be transferred to a specific apartment that's a 1-bedroom. And so my daughter and we hired people, packed everything I own, and we hired professionals to clean the oven and fridge and freezer. My left hip is much better, by the way, and thank you for your prayers. I'm thinking I may not have to get it replaced. I may need to just have the bursa sac scraped, because they say those will grow back, and it's only gotten as far as not having a bursa sac. It has punched through the pelvis like the other one did. So I still am quite lame and I needed help. And so they did it. And then lo and behold, at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday, the rental office called me and said, your transfer has been denied. And I have everything I own in boxes. Everything. I'm completely packed up. And so I think we're going to have to get legal help. Because this is not happening at all. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. They can't jack me around on a yo-yo like that. And so we're just going to have to take care of it and go to extra trouble and get legal help to confront these people about their malarkey. Because you don't just tell someone they're going to move and then say, sorry, it wasn't in writing. You're not moving. After everything is all packed. But God is still on the throne. And He will make a way. and he has gotten me through tougher things than this. Oh, I don't even want to begin to recount the things Father's gotten me through. There's just so much. But I really do trust God, and I really do know that he will make a way where there is no way. I really claim in the name of Jesus Christ that it happens within the month, because you have no idea how hard it is to have to be on oxygen and drag this hose around the house that I have to breathe extra oxygen from, and then to have everything in boxes in the living room so I can't even access my little two, they're finches, they're African finches, they're such cute little birds. They're over by the window, and they're a bunch of boxes between me and them, and then I've got my little kitty cat. So it's interesting, you know, I've got a fork and a knife and a spoon, and I don't even have a plate. I've got a bowl, and the skillets are, I store those up on top of the cabinet. So I've still got stuff to cook in, and I'm real thankful for that, because I have plenty of food. And I think everybody knows that something needs to happen with this situation, and I just really appreciate y'all keeping me in your prayers. Thank you. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you too, and we will definitely keep you in our prayers, and that is what we normally do. Pray for each other, and that's how we start the day, isn't it? With confessing our what God has made available to us, confessing it being a reality in our lives, and praying for whatever is needed. That's the best way of preparing for the next moment. And that means we are ready to go with God, because he asks us to, Jason's favorite verse is to seek God first and foremost, and he will fulfill every need following. So Matthew 6:33 in my version. So yes, I think we have come to the end of the evening, because everybody has been on the line, and now I would like to ask whoever is wanting to manifest to unmute, and then we can have, not that we haven't heard from God, we definitely have, but now it would be wonderful to have tongues with manifestations. If I can ask Kendra, please.
Yasta kapite tusho kianta tasta anya. Hearken unto me, my children, because I, the Lord your God, am light. Yea, I am light and strength, and I do hold your hand and uphold you through every circumstance. Look to me, for I am your heavenly Father who loves you greatly.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you so much, Kendra. And also, Jane, a word of prophecy, please, Jane.
My children, I am truly your Heavenly Father, and I have met all of your needs according to my riches and glory. So fear not, my children, and never doubt that I have taken care of you. So come to me, and whatever you ask me, I will do it, because I love you and you are my children.
Bambi, are you available for manifestations?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please, whatever you desire.
Open your eyes, children. Everything you have is from me. Walk, and you will receive more. I need you to walk with me because I have you in the palm of my hand. I have great and mighty things for you to do. Just walk.
Amen to that. And let's walk, definitely. Danny and or Amber, if any of you would like to close with a word of prayer, please, if you are there. Danny and Amber. They are outside of listening. Maybe they don't hear me. Okay. I'll ask Jason. I know that you are there. Jason, if you can close with a word of prayer, please.
Yes, certainly. Gracious Heavenly Father God, I thank you so much both for those words that we just heard. That you always do, you always encourage us, you always build us up and exhort us and comfort our hearts. And the words we've heard all evening, Father, that are from you, I thank you so much because it strengthens us. And you work in each one of us, the body of Christ, to strengthen itself. It's amazing how you set it up, Father. We couldn't set it up, and you could set it up. Which is why only you can guide us, only you can give the right words, and the right encouragement, and the right direction to each one of us individually, and collectively as the body of Christ as well, Father, as we move in the same direction. And we continue with one mind on the same doctrine, and we grow from strength to strength to strength together. And I thank you that it's so wonderful, Father, that you've called us and chosen us for this day. And you know, for each and every day we open our eyes in the morning, Father, I thank you. We're praising you straight away. We're looking to you in all things. And we know you're going to provide for us in every situation of our entire lives. But I also thank you for comfort in Kendra. Over the sad loss of her mother. And it is great to know that, that she will see her face to face again one day with Jesus Christ. And I thank you for helping Mary with her breathing and just infuse that strong faith in her to receive that, the healing. And you know, all the needs in all of our lives, I just thank you. You've already covered them. And if only we will just rise up in our believing and literally take it on. And so I thank you for this. I thank you for a great week ahead for everybody, Father, and weekend ahead as well. And for blessing Carl Morton for doing such a wonderful job. Great leader he is, Father, taking the reins on this fellowship. Thank you for that, for the way you work in him and everybody else. And yeah, we're just expecting great things from you daily, even moment by moment. So thank you for this, Father, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for another wonderful fellowship that we had. And may God bless us and keep us and do whatever he desires for us as we talk to him and walk with him and direct our prayers to him. ML, we are also praying for your move situation. So for each and every one of us, let's stay blessed and let's walk on water because it's possible, definitely.
Love you.
Love you too.
Yes.
Love you. All right.
Love you all. Got very blessed with your sharing.
Bless God you, bless Sandra.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you, Kendra. God bless you, Bambi. God bless you, Frank. God bless you, Jane.
God bless you, Jason.
And now, Mary. God bless you, Jason. God bless you, Zeri. And partner. Sorry, I didn't know your name. And God bless you, Carl Morton.
And you too. Love you all.
Thank you.
Great
seeing you. Thank you, Carl.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, Bambi.
God bless you all. Love you.